You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Syracuse's new chief of police began his job just moments after a brief swearing-in ceremony at the Public Safety Building on Monday. Mayor Ben Walsh issued the oath of office to Kenton Buckner, the former head of Little Rock, Arkansas's department. Walsh said the search was steered by community comments such as accountability and safe neighborhoods.
We wanted experience from a diverse urban community. And more than anything, we want a relationship between the community, our chief of police, and the entire police department.
Chief Buckner thanked city leaders for the opportunity and said it's now time for him to come through on the promises he made during the hiring process.
As I begin, my top three priorities will be reducing violent crime, strengthening our relationship with our community and our professional partnerships, and recruiting and hiring a police department that is reflective of our community.
He wants to meet with local businesses, clergy, nonprofits, city leaders, and others to hear their thoughts. He called Syracuse a great city, but one that has challenges. He's asking people to stay involved and vigilant.
When we're right, I ask that you support us. When we're wrong, I ask that you hold us accountable. I ask that you do both with the same amount of energy, and I plan to do the same thing for our officers. As your chief of police, I look forward to serving in this great city, and thank you in advance for assisting your police department.
He said the city is at a tipping point, ready to fulfill its goals and opportunities, or have frustrations over crime hold us back. Buckner took over for Frank Fowler, who spent 9 years as police chief and a total of 29 years on the force. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.